It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Let's check with the Oregon State Legislature. State Representative Virgil Osborne up in Salem. Good morning.
Morning, Kyle. How are you?
All right. We are here on a Tuesday, and lawmakers have been in session since Friday. Yesterday, the House passed the Oregon Department of Transportation funding package. Why don't you kind of take us kind of quickly through how things evolved between Friday and yesterday?
Yeah, sure. So there's a lot of questions. I've been my social media feeds as well as my emails and even a few phone calls. People have had a lot of questions as to what happened, how it happened, why it happened. And it would take quite a bit of time to go through all of the process. But so the governor came to us a month or so ago, and he came to us as a Republican Party and said, hey, I don't need your votes. All I need is quorum. And, you know, of course, there's always the threat of if you don't supply quorum, then you know, you'll lose your positions and you could potentially lose all of your seats in the House. But she wanted four people for quorum. So originally our leadership team, the four of us, were going to be the only four people to provide quorum, but no votes. As things started to unwind on Thursday night, the governor was realizing she didn't have enough votes to get her bill through, and she needed more for quorum because she didn't have the people. They had people out of town. They had people sick. They had, in fact, the speaker actually had COVID, and so there was questions on whether or not she was even going to be able to be in, which she was, as you notice in the videos that she was wearing a mask. On late Thursday night, I think it was, there was a deal cut that helped with the ability for, like, for instance, the payroll tax in December of 2027 will go back to what it is now. And there was another bill, another deal cut that was that would slightly help the bill. By hearing those two amendments and adding them into the bill on Friday, the Republican Party gave them quorum, but still didn't give any votes. And that was, they still had to pass this thing on their own. And of course, as things unwound, the Democrats didn't want any of that stuff. They did not want the sunset on the payroll tax. And keep in mind, this payroll tax increase is 100% increase for every person that works in Oregon. And we were asking for no increase. What we got was a two-year increase that will be sunsetted on December, like I said, December 31st, 2027. Now, Democrats may well come back in the short session or the long session and unwind what we have done. There's no promises on that, but they'll have to do that on their own. Anyway, long story short, they ended up passing their bill. We had one Republican that defaulted into the Democrat Party, basically, and voted for them. We had one Democrat, Anessa Hartman, who did vote no for the bill. So we swapped votes, but had our Republican Party held strong, we would have not had this tax increase. But unfortunately, with in the House, we have it. So now today it goes to the Senate.
Yeah. So talk about in the Senate, what's your expectation of what will take place today?
So today the Senate is second reading, so nothing of any significance is going to happen today. I believe there might even be a hearing, committee hearing on the bill today. I meant to ask Senator Brocksmith before he left this morning, and I forgot to do that. But none of the Republican Party has suspended rules, so the bills go through the process, you know, like a regular bill, so they'll have to go through hearings. And then there'll be third read on the floor. I believe there'll be third read tomorrow, including the budget part of the bill, will be third read tomorrow on the Senate floor, and then it'll be voted on tomorrow evening, likely on the Senate floor.
And where do you see this going? Is it pretty much a done deal that it's going to pass?
You know, I don't know that I would say that. There may be more amendments coming, although the House has signed died, so we are out of session. In fact, I'm headed home today. The House is finished with it. We're not doing anything more on it. I don't know that the Senate can really change much at this point. It will just come down to the amount of votes, and I think they have one more vote, you know, one more vote than the Republicans do in the House, and they'll likely get it. I mean, this is a real education in the fact that elections have consequences. When it comes to this kind of stuff, this is the biggest tax bill in the history of Oregon, and we had 36 out of 36 Democrats vote yes on it in the House, and I believe we will have the Senate will also vote yes on it. But again, anything can happen. Things change quickly. You know, people get sick, they don't come in. You know, things happen. Well, you know, we just have to wait and see.
Now, what is polling showing in terms of how Oregonians are coming down on this package?
Yeah, interesting. So original polling when the bill was first talked about, the original polling was probably somewhere at the 60 to 68% against the bill. As the bill continued to, you know, grow in social media and people started really paying attention, the amount of people against the bill actually grew to the point where, at least with our inbound letters and what we get in the House, it was close to 90% of the people in Oregon were against this tax increase. And, you know, again, 90%. So, you know, the Democrats passed this bill with 90% of Oregonians opposed to it. Now, real numbers on that, you know, if you really take it down, if you had a poll, it would probably be somewhere closer to 70% of Oregonians were actually against it, because there's always those outliers when you're getting emails and sometimes people send in chain emails. But the fact is, we read through a lot of that stuff and people just flat cannot afford to pay more money right now. And this will cost them more money in car registrations. It will cost them more money at the fuel at the pump. Although the Democrats are saying that it's negligible at the pump, it won't cost that much money. Well, it will cost a lot of money when you go register your car, because your car registration is going to double. So, you know, it was not popular amongst Oregonians at all.
Well, and car registration has gone up quite a bit in recent years already.
It has. And one of the things that this bill has opened up, although it doesn't specify it, it'll still have to be debated in the legislature, but it also now opens up the avenue of charging EV owners more money, charging them most likely by the mile. The whole intent of this bill, although the claim is that it's going to support maintenance and road safety, et cetera, the whole intent of the bill is what they don't want you to do, and I say they, the majority party Democrats, they do not want you to drive your car. They are trying to force people out of their cars and into mass transit, public transit, walking, biking, whatever. And it all really narrows down to, it's just simply climate control, right? They want climate change legislation. They would like to take away all cars other than electric. And now they realize when they do take away the gas-powered vehicles, including trucks, cars, whatever, the electric cars that are on the road are not paying gas tax. And so they have to find a way to make those cars pay. So, you know, they might kill their own program, because now you have people that are going to be reluctant to buy an electric car because they don't want to pay the extra road tax. So, you know, we're in a little bit of a doom loop right here, and I don't know how exactly it's going to end up.
All right. Anything else you want to share before we go?
Yeah, so there is still some light at the end of the tunnel. If this bill does pass, there is a potential for a referendum that will actually go, because it is a tax bill. People can sign a referendum, actually a petition, to put this on the ballot. And if it goes to the ballot, likely it will be repealed. So there is a chance that we can still kill this thing with a vote of the people at some point. So that's already in the works, and it'll be a lot more talked about here soon.
All right. Live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. Take care.
8:40 at the Morning Report.